The parliament is seeking to discriminate against Palestinian citizens of Israel, using military service in the past as an excuse to discriminate against citizens based actually on their ethnicity, because Palestinians in Israel are not drafted to the military service by law.
When we're talking about not serving military service in Israel, what effect does that have on Arab citizens concretely?
It has effect in many, many fields. For example, a few years ago, the Israeli parliament, following a court decision which ruled it's prohibited to discriminate based on military service in giving housing to students of universities, the parliament made it into a law that it is allowed. Another group of bills presented to the parliament and they're in different stages of becoming into laws suggest to differentiate in benefits to students, grants to students based on military service, housing rights, and other subjects such as jobs offered in the public sector by the government. We have bills suggesting that in such cases, people who served in the military should be preferred on other candidates who did not serve in the military.
So basically, that's just a filter for separating Jews from non-Jews.
That's true. It was quite common in the legislation of the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s of the previous century to see the use of military service as a cover, up to discrimination based on ethnicity between the Jewish majority and the Arab minority. But after the 1990s basic laws, which are supposed to be the mini Bill of Rights in Israel, there was some shift in the legislation. In the last few years, we see again vast use of military service as an excuse for discrimination between Jews and Arabs in Israel.
When we're talking about Israel, we can talk basically about an ethnocratic country or regime, but can we talk about Israel as an apartheid state?
Using the term apartheid could be useful to understand some issues, but it could be also problematic because it's not accurate, to the better and to the worse, for some aspects. But I think that Israel is clearly a state which discriminates by law based on ethnicity. And in that way, there are some similarities to apartheid. It could be more accurate if we talk about the situation in the occupied Palestinian territories, where there are separate laws based on ethnicity in general. So I'm not sure that it's helpful to use the term apartheid for inside Israel, although there are some strong similarities. Speaking to experts in South Africa, to the apartheid regime, they suggested that in some aspects the situation in Israel is even worse than it was during the apartheid era in South Africa. Although in other aspects, it's not as harsh. Opinions were different when we were talking about the situation in the occupied Palestinian territories.